Victor, New York was a tiny village on the stagecoach road between Albany and Buffalo. It was here John Loughborough was born on January 26, 1832. John's father and grandfather were local preachers, what we would call lay preachers, in the Methodist Church in Victor. After his father's death from typhoid in 1839, at the age of 36, 7-year-old John Loughborough was sent to live with his grandfather and aunt on a farm 3 miles from Victor. There he had chores to do, and the farm was especially busy during the wheat harvest.
Say, Johnny, would you like to earn some money?
Sure, Grandpa. I earned 6 pennies once.
Well, I think we can do better than that. See, the way this newfangled threshing machine works, it throws the straw out at the back, and the wheat and chaff fall to the ground underneath the machine.
Yes, I see it. But what can I do, Grandpa?
Oh, you're short enough for the straw to pass right over your head. So your job will be to shovel the wheat and chaff out from under the thresher. It's hard work, but I'll pay you 25 cents a day.
I can do it.
Fine. We have to get the harvest finished. School will start soon.
Today, class, we're going to learn the days of the week. Repeat after me. Sunday, first day. Monday, second day.
Sunday, first day. Monday, second day.
No, Monday, first day. Tuesday, second day.
Who said Monday, first day?
I did, teacher.
You say as I do, John, or I'll give you a whipping.
The teacher's right, John. Sunday's the first day of the week.
But, Auntie, the fourth commandment in my Sunday school lesson said the Sabbath is the seventh day. So Monday has to be the first day. Or is Saturday the seventh day and the Sabbath?
Well, Saturday used to be the Sabbath, but Christ changed it to Sunday. You say it the way your teacher tells you to.
By the time John was 10 years old in 1842, the railroad from Rochester to Albany had been completed. Trains moved slowly, taking 2.5 hours to make the 17-mile run from Victor to Rochester. There were in Victor some so-called Christians who thought it was funny to cause trouble for their Methodist neighbors because their beliefs were different. Several times they vandalized the Loughborough's crops. Each time Grandfather Loughborough prayed for the troublemakers. Then, one day...
Grandpa! Grandpa! Come look at the wheat!
Hold on. Get your breath, boy, and then you can tell me. Something about the wheat, you said?
It's cut! It's all cut down! Just lying there in the field! They did it again, those mean neighbors!
Oh, did they now?
Grandpa, don't you understand? They ruined the wheat crop!
I don't think so, Johnny. You see... I planned to cut that wheat early this year. In fact, a crew of harvesters is supposed to come tomorrow with their hand size.
You mean?
I mean our troublesome neighbors did my work for me and saved me the cost of hiring it done.
You mean? Huh, they outsmarted themselves.
That year... Grandpa Loughborough had the best wheat crop in the area. About this time, a series of incidents happened which would plunge John into years of terror.
Mr. Jakes is dead.
Oh, Pa, what happened?
He was just sitting at the table, finishing his dinner. All of a sudden, he keeled over and died.
Will we go to the funeral, Grandpa? Mr. Jakes was a nice man.
Your aunt and I will go, but I can't spare you from the farm, John. We have 10 acres of corn to be cultivated before the rains come. You'll have to stay home and take care of it.
Mr. Jakes just fell over and died. What if that happened to me? I'm gonna climb the fence and go pray in the woods. I want to be a Christian, Lord, but I don't know how. Please show me how. Forgive my sins, I pray. Save me, and help me to be good.
John, you ought to be a good boy and pray to God every night. If you aren't a good boy, when you die, God will send you to hell and burn you there through eternity.
Grandpa!
Just mind what I say, boy. Excuse me, I gotta go to the house for a minute.
I pray every night, but what use is it if I go to hell anyway? God hates me, and if he hates me, how can I expect him to help me be good?
John's uncle, Miles Carter, visited for a few days. One day, he watched John make some matches for lighting candles. To do this, John dipped little whittled sticks into melted brimstone.
John, do you know how hot that brimstone is?
No, Uncle Miles.
If you set your brimstone on fire, take a nail rod and hold the end of it in the blaze. The iron will begin to melt, and drops will fall into the flame.
Phew, that is hot.
John, hell. It's 1,000 times hotter than that.
The boy lived in fear for a long time, until a friend handed him a booklet written by Pastor George Storrs.
This is from the Bible. It must be true. It shows that people don't go to heaven or hell when they die. They sleep in their graves till Jesus comes. It's true. I've read all the texts. And it's true. God loves me. He will help me live the Christian life.
In December 1843, about a month before John's 12th birthday, the Loughborough family went to a series of lectures by the Millerite Adventist preacher James Berry.
Hail you, and where did you come from? Hallelujah!
Oh, I'm come from the land of Egypt. Hallelujah!
Hail you, and where are you bound for? Hallelujah! Hail you, and where are you bound for? Hallelujah!
Oh, I'm bound for the land of Canaan. Hallelujah! Oh, I'm bound for the land of Canaan. Hallelujah!
Oh, Canaan, bright Canaan, I'm bound for the land of Canaan. Oh, Canaan, bright Canaan, I'm bound for the land of Canaan.
The Loughborough family were among those who were disappointed when Jesus did not come in 1844. After the disappointment, the pastor, who had welcomed Adventist preaching in his church, changed his mind.
This morning, I have a confession to make. I am sorry I ever invited the Millerites to preach in this house. It is a mistake to believe that Christ is coming soon, and I hope that all
Grandpa, how can the minister say he's sorry he let Pastor Berry preach? Is he sorry that hundreds of new members joined his church?
I guess he hasn't thought about that, Johnny. I don't think he could be sorry that the saloon in town has closed.
Or that one of the worst ruffians in town is now telling everyone about the grace of God instead of getting drunk and riding through the streets singing rude songs.
I don't understand why Jesus didn't come, but I'm convinced God is in this movement, and I intend to remain faithful. We'll have to study the Bible more than ever to find out where we went wrong.
There are those in our congregation who have refused to give up their belief that Christ will come soon. It is my painful duty this morning to announce that these people will be tried by the church.
Now, that's just not right. No.
Very well, Pastor. If you choose to try us, do so. But I insist on being tried by the Bible standard.
Unable to prove them wrong from the Bible, the pastor announced that they would be tried by church discipline. At this, 21 members asked to have their names removed from the church records. It was hard for Grandpa Loughborough to leave the church he had helped to build, but he was determined to be faithful to what he believed.